Christina, thank you for your patience and welcome to the program.
Thank you for taking my call. My sister, she's a fallen away Catholic. She goes to like one of those mega churches here. And she's like talking about generational curses, sending us a lot of information about that and for us to pray and to pray and to pray, which in my sense, I understand that she's sending it to all her siblings because some of them don't practice anything. I myself, I attend, I go to church. I'm involved in my faith. So I just responded in a nice way, you know, because she mentioned certain things and I said, I disagree with her on that, but I'm strong in my Catholic faith and I'm happy to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. And she just mentioned that she doesn't have a religion. And she just says that she has a relationship with God and that she's a child of God and she doesn't need to put any labels on herself. So I didn't know how to respond to her on that.
I would respond by saying, using the words of Jesus, why do you say to me, Lord, Lord, and do not do what I command you? Well, what do you command me to do, Lord? Well, one thing is listen to my apostles and their successors. Luke 10:16, he who listens to you listens to me. He who rejects you rejects me. Jesus wants us to enter into the church that he established. Go into the whole world, he says in Matthew 28. Go into the whole world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded. And behold, I am with you even until the end of the age, which is a way of saying until the end of time. She's not doing that. Jesus expressly said, be baptized, come into this church, and listen to the teaching. Is her megachurch, is that the church that Jesus established? No. Some guy with a 401c3 status with the IRS, he started that church. So you could just share with her from the gospel. Jesus says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life within you. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. And he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life within him. She's not doing that. She's in the category of the person who's, for whatever her reasons are, not eating and drinking the flesh of Jesus, flesh and blood. And this, of course, is in reference to the Holy Eucharist. So really all you need to refute these silly notions that she has is to just go through the Gospels and see what Jesus says and say, are you doing this? No. Where did Jesus say to just sort of think happy thoughts and be a child of God and everything's great? He didn't say that. He says, if you wish to be my disciple, pick up your cross and follow me. He says, the man who hears these words of mine and does them is like a man who builds his house on a rock. And when the wind and the waves come and the flood and all that come, that house will stand because it has been firmly on the rock. And by the way, it's no coincidence that Jesus said, on this rock, I will build my church. And he says, the wise man hears these words and does them. He's like a man who builds his house on a rock. And the foolish man is the one who hears these words of mine and doesn't do them. He's like the one who builds his house on sand. So if you want an easy refutation of her arguments, if you want to call them that, I would just go through the Gospels and just note everything that Jesus says and then do an inventory and say, are you doing this? No. You doing that? No. You doing this? Not really. Try that. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.